This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. Most Colorado students are not doing well in science. Less than half score at grade level on state tests, and many of them lose interest in the subject by third or fourth grade. Educators and business leaders say it's crucial to draw more students into the subject because the country needs that kind of expertise to stay competitive. Colorado Public Radio education reporter Jenny Brundine spoke to some people working to make that happen. Today, in the first part of her two-part series, Jenny focuses on free computer programs that can help students understand things like how atoms and molecules work.
When you start to explore the gargantuan question of why so many kids are failing in science, you find some of the answers just by talking to Conifer High junior Elizabeth Ramsey.
A lot of us did not enjoy science class during middle school, and it kind of carried through with us here. Either they just talked at us and we didn't really do anything except take the occasional note and listen, and the others didn't do a very good job explaining. We couldn't understand what they were saying, and they didn't explain themselves very well.
I ask if she's had some of those lectures that drone on.
Oh, yes. Many times.
So what's going on in classrooms? Lots of talk about facts and procedures, and students mostly getting to listen. They don't get their hands on things, or they're often not required to figure things out on their own. That's according to a National Research Council study on high school science classrooms. It estimates that only 12% of science lessons are high in quality, while 66% are low quality. And that shows on test scores.
We're clearly dissatisfied with the level of achievement.
Melissa Kohlsman of the State Department of Education hopes new science standards, tough ones like they have in Finland and Singapore, will help. Getting kids to think critically and invent using real-world examples. Dissecting a frog or mixing chemicals in a beaker isn't enough. Research shows those lab exercises are more like following a recipe than discovering scientific principles. In fact, some say students have learned they're not in charge. Here's Barry Cartwright, former science specialist with the State Department of Education.
More recent research has found that the method of delivery isn't as important as making sure the kids are really engaged in the material and having to do some deep thinking about it.
That means minds on instead of just hands on. They need to be mentally engaged. And that means asking questions, debating ideas, gathering evidence to refine those ideas. The teacher guides the discussion and discovery. She asks challenging and reflective questions. But it's still not happening in far too many classrooms. And that may be changing.
If physics actually was just a collection of memorized facts, I would find that boring.
Kathy Perkins directs the FET Interactive Simulations at the University of Colorado Boulder. It originally stood for Physics Education Technology, but now they just call it FET Interactive Simulations because it's gone far beyond physics into other branches of science. The lab has developed computer simulations that allow students to see the invisible in science. Let's see how it works in a high school chemistry class at Conifer High with teacher Trish Loebling.
Six protons and six neutrons and six electrons.
Students are in pairs working on a FET called Build an Atom. Kids start by playing with the atom simulator for a few minutes. Research shows that leads to students forming ideas and teachers asking more open-ended questions.
So what do you think if I put the neutron in? What do you think is going to happen?
It's going to change.
Then the exercise becomes a bit more guided. Tanner Burrows reads out the instructions. Play around until you discover a rule for what determines the name of the element you build.
What determines the name of the element you build?
He and his partner, Lucas Rudisil, first have to figure out what the question is asking.
Oh, I know. Like, what makes it so that the element changes to a new element?
Here's Kathy Perkins' take on what happens for students using FET.
And so it becomes a real active puzzle that they're solving.
By clicking and dragging another proton over to the atom, the boys soon discover that's what changes the element. So when you add one more proton to hydrogen, it changes to helium.
Yeah, because it changes every time we take out a proton. So. Okay.
And then when they figure it out, it's more something that they own. They own that knowledge. It wasn't something that a teacher told them. You know, the simulation had that knowledge in it, but they had to discover it.
Back in the day, that would have been something you just memorized and soon forgot. Research shows students who discover the answers will remember them much better than if a teacher told them in a lecture. Tests at the college level have shown FET to be as or more productive in lectures, labs, and for out-of-class assignments than lab equipment or textbooks. One study of fifth graders in a high-poverty school showed before the simulation, 5% of students could draw a molecule correctly using the chemical formula. After, it was 83%. That understanding stayed for 78% of the kids when asked the same question 2 weeks later. LeBlanc says FET appears to prompt students to discover things and teachers to guide that discovery rather than lecture. And she sees a change in attitude.
I have less negative, like, I can't do this. I don't hear that so much. They feel a little more like, this is comfortable. I can do this. So they seem to be a little more positive about what could be.
The Obama administration's goal is to get more kids to major in science in college. So who ends up sticking with it? It depends on how a student perceives science. Beginners, and typically those who dislike physics, for example, tend to see it as a collection of facts to be memorized. FET's Kathy Perkins says research shows those who see it as a powerful set of concepts that can be used to explain the world around them, they're the ones who end up with a physics or chemistry major.
So I think it's really critical for students in middle school and high school to be developing this more expert-like perception of what science is.
FET is one idea. It's free and on the state's toolkit website for science teachers. But it takes training for teachers, money school districts don't have. LeBlanc thinks training can be done in small groups with coaches like her, but that takes a principal who sees the value. In the meantime, science specialists say teachers should start small, perhaps one student-generated project a week. Here's Conifer teacher Trish LeBlanc's advice.
Try to figure out how to get the teacher out of the center stage. And how to get the students realizing that they're the learners and that they need to be the doers.
Jenny Brundine, Colorado Public Radio News.
You can hear the second part of our series tomorrow. Jenny looks at how one school in Metro Denver is rewriting how science is taught and how that changes how students respond.